The U.S. Senate is likely to pass a water resources bill this week that would send $100 million to Flint, Michigan, to resolve that community's drinking water crisis. But the bill could be a plum for rural Alaska, too. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says the bill includes a new grant program he championed to help small and disadvantaged communities build water projects. Towns without household drinking water or wastewater services would be at the head of the line. Sullivan says those communities are primarily in Alaska.
There are other communities throughout the country that have this problem, but I think a lot of it is centered in Alaska. So this is going to be a, right now, five-year program, $1.4 billion. So significant sums of money authorized.
The pending bill would establish the program with $20 million, but the big money would have to come from annual appropriation bills. Those are the spending bills that are often bundled into giant omnibus packages. They are fiercely contested in Congress. Still, Sullivan says he thinks it's possible Congress will appropriate the money for the water grant program, starting with the $230 million the bill authorizes for 2017.
I think there's a good chance because, A, this is infrastructure, and there has been bipartisan consensus in the Congress on the importance of infrastructure.
The bill also says that if Flint can't spend all its water money in 18 months, the balance would be reallocated to the new grant program.